Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
I'm gay now.
It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
KPNT FM HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Hey, Brown and Crouppen. Tiffany, Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Kenneth Higgy Strode, Plowhawk, Action Jackson, Andy Crouppen is in studio. And here in the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour, Brianna Coppedge is going to join us, we believe, at some point. She's in the building, but she's on KC95 right now. And all if right. She can join us in time.
Randy Naughton's in the building, too.
Okay.
Big day for guests.
And Iggy Strode in the building.
That's
on
right.
Time.
On time.
Two in a row.
So you get money from Dogtown Tie, I guess.
I think I did a whole month.
No.
Two in a row.
The month's almost over. So.
That's more impressive than DiMaggio 56-game hitting streak. You hit two breaks in a row back here on time. Yeah.
Well on my way.
What do you got over there?
Teresa, one of our great employees here, ordered me some of the Mike socks that we ran out of.
Oh.
I thought they were underwear.
They're microphone prophylactics.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're mic socks.
And we need these. Why?
Well, we have a different people coming in using the mic, so you cover it up.
But you're not sucking on it.
No,
you're
not.
Half.
Not are you?
They got 9,000 packages. Jesus.
Well, go ahead and unwrap it here during the show.
I'm not bothering you. You can't see me. You pointed
no.
out again, pointing out that nobody can see.
You're sitting in a what looks like a hole. You're mostly underneath the desk. Looks like somebody living in the basement trying to peek his head up to see if he can join the crowd.
I'm sure I could find.
Hold it up to the mic for a little ASMR.
Oh, yeah, that'll be hot.
Here? My God almighty.
Well, there it's pressure cargo. You got to cover a mic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you select the color?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Blue. They're nice. They really pop.
Okay, nice powder
right,
blue.
Enough of that,
okay, well, you wanted the attention by opening this gift, and you got it. And then when we give it to you, you act like you're annoyed by it.
I didn't bring attention to it. You did.
You're sitting there opening a package and ruffling paper and everything.
It is hard to ignore.
It's impossible.
That is your representation. Yeah, honey,
we will yield on that point.
Okay, now go ahead. Just go ahead and do it right on the live mic.
There you go.
Okay, boy, that sure is better.
Problem solved. Safety first, Doug.
Much better. Wasn't that a COVID thing?
No, these have been around forever, Doug. The thing that Tim has, the ball, and you think those are new?
No, that's for sibling. That's to stop the popping of the P's and the S's and things like that. It's not to protect your health.
Well, this is just to protect from anything, any germs that are on the microphone, people spitting into it.
But again, you're not sucking on it. You're not putting it in your mouth.
I don't know how it works. I just...
What the hell's that crinkling noise? That's from Brian Henschen, Doug. He's monitoring things for them.
Until Doug pointed it out.
You couldn't help but hear it. Okay, he's had enough of us.
I can't win.
Had enough of us.
Can't win.
I try to do something nice to cover microphones when the
well, maybe do it after the show or during a commercial break.
Because there's still an hour to go in this show, so I put it on now because they're here.
We'll do it in the commercial break.
We don't have another commercial break.
We just had one.
Yeah, and I put it on. You happened to point it out when we came back.
You put it on during the show.
What's he doing over there? What's that noise? Oh, what do you got there? Oh, what are you doing?
It's like a video
game. Nobody can see me. I'm down here in the
But you put it on during the show. We heard you opening boxes and ruffling papers like this and then putting it on the microphone, and we're supposed to say nothing?
Yeah, you're supposed to say nothing. Leave it alone.
He knows good radio.
Yeah, that's great representation.
Yeah, listen, it was entertaining.
Gosh.
The lady coming in has sex for money, and you think she needs something to cover the mic. That's from Maxwell Hung.
No, I did it for me.
Captain Savastrode strikes again. What a hero. That's from Brian Henshin.
Captain Savastrode.
Yeah, you don't know this guy.
You don't know this guy.
He writes high school sports, and he's a big columnist.
I think that is an homage to an E-40 song, Captain.
Save a Ho, from 1990. That was at 93?
I don't know the years, Tim.
I'm going to go 93. Okay. I'm going to go 93 because it's going to get me 94.
It's a great Jackson. Video. Have you ever seen the video?
He's dressed up in a cape.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll find out Tim will be right again on these dates.
Yeah, it's like the only skill I have is
1993.
Do you really? Are you like that? Like, yeah. My wife is like that.
No, is that right? Really?
She knows what year. Anything.
But it's got to be 82 because what I do is I picture where I was and when I heard it or saw it, and that's how I affiliate it with.
Huh.
There's a little formula, I suppose. But if it's before 82, I wasn't around. So, or I was five, so I don't remember anything. So.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a weird
deal. Have you seen any of those people who know exactly what they did every day of their
life?
That lady, she
Mary
was
Mary Lou Henner.
There you go. That's the one.
They can remember everything that happened all through their life, every day.
It's wild.
The web. And I asked her, I said, I had you on last year. Do you remember? Well, I'm just saying what you...
Okay. Go ahead.
When I said, do you remember what we talked about last time? And she remembered everything we talked about.
Is that
about
right, there. Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I remember she was on the Stern Show, and she was saying... They were asking her about this memory thing, mm-hmm. and she was like, yeah, on like September 14th, 1993, we were on, and they're like, you're wrong. It's not in the logs. And she's like, please. And go double check. And like, they go back, and the logs were wrong. She remembered,
wow.
like, from 20 years ago, what day, what they talked about.
Really?
I think there was a kid, maybe you'll know this, Mr. Ledoux. Wasn't there a kid about 10 years ago from Ledoux who had that same thing?
I would have been there
at
the
time. That's your time.
Yeah, and I don't remember. I don't think that was the case. I could be wrong.
If that's what's possible with the human brain, what's wrong with the rest of us?
Right.
Why can't we remember anything?
You can ask Tim what he had for dinner in 2015, he'll tell you.
Yeah, but I have that in a spreadsheet, Andy. I mean, I'm messed up. I want to make that clear.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to? Yeah, let's dig into this.
You have a spreadsheet of...
Going back to, like, the aughts of what I weighed, what I slept, what I ate. Absolutely. It's insane. I'm not telling you I enjoy this or it's healthy. I'm telling you I am effed in the head.
But is this because, like, some wellness protocol?
In part, the root of it, the root of, like, all of this is I was told in 2012 was, like, a misdiagnosis, but that probably is overstating it, of having lymphoma. And so it was kind of like a shock to the system.
Yeah.
Because all I had was a cough. My wife and I were going to be celebrating our first anniversary. And I thought it's one of those things, I'll just give me a Z-Pack and I'll be fine. And then they said, we need you to come in for, I think it was a CT scan. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's a little more aggressive than getting my Z-Pack at Walgreens,
right.
but fine. And then I go get it. And she goes, yeah, we just want to make sure, you know, we got to check for lymphoma. And it's just like, I go from having a cough to lymphoma. And then my doctor, who was not, he was a higher up at the hospital. So he wasn't, you know, like a buddy, like checking it out and saying, hey, I think, you know, I'm just in my residency. He called me and said, you know, you have lymphoma. And then he started going into the survival rates, and it was 85% for what he thought I had. And then I go in and I get a process, and you can see the scar here. It's called where they go in and they get tissue. So I went under, and it's called a mediastinoscopy. And when they took tissue out, I did not have cancer. So for a week, I thought I had cancer. And then it turns out that I did not. So it was an incredible, I mean, holy crap.
How do they make this mistake?
Well, as it turns out, I mean, none of us, you know, in our family were doctors, so we didn't know. But you can't diagnose without tissue. But it was when they looked on the CT scan, as it, another doctor said this too, they actually met at the hospital and said, well, this is textbook lymphoma. I mean, it is
really?
Textbook lymphoma, but it was just a bunch of inflammation. And they diagnosed me with something called sarcoidosis. But usually sarcoidosis is something more prominent in non-white males.
Huh.
So it's like, I think sarcoidosis may have killed Bernie Mac.
Really?
So I think it's an autoimmune disease. Either way, I haven't dealt with anything since that happened in 2012. Point being why it's like my doctor now, I don't think he's joking. He's being serious. He goes, I treat you like somebody with PTSD. And he goes, because that happened, now you just automatically, anytime you're sick, you think you have cancer. So
yeah.
That's kind of the way it works. So I'm all left up. There's your answer. Hmm. Long answer.
Well, but we never got to why you track your weight and so,
because
what
it's
eat.
Like I'm hyper conscious of health ever since the health scare.
wow.
Yeah.
It's almost
track
like a form of OCD.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Do you share on the fan page, like, your spreadsheet of what you... I mean,
If you're interested, I can call it up for you right now.
I would think people would actually love to...
I think they actually
would,
too.
Did you see what Tim ate for dinner last night?
Yeah.
I'll make the same thing.
That's right. Yeah. People just one-day delay.
Yeah. Track my weight. Track my sleep. A Whoop band. This tracks all of the sleep. I love this. This actually is super helpful. What do you
aura ring.
Is that a ring?
Yeah, an
so does
aura
that track
ring.
Health stuff?
Oh, you've never seen these?
I didn't
an aura
know about
ring.
It.
It's the same thing.
So what does
thing.
It do? I don't even know what it does. So it's the same thing as like a Whoop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or what, Apple Watch, I guess, does the same stuff, right?
I don't know. I don't have an Apple Watch.
Right.
But, you know, it gives you a sleep score, readiness score, your oxygenation level in your blood, and it's, I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, it is amazing. The REM sleep and deep sleep thing to me. And now I know what you do that then leads to a bad night's sleep. I mean, obviously booze or if you're effing around with drugs. But I'm talking about like eating certain things and then how and then what time you eat. And then once you're aware of that, you know, I'm 47 now. And I'm like, God, I wish I would have known this stuff in my 20s. And you kind of become more astute going forward in your workday because now I can get up at 5 and be totally fine because I got a proper amount of REM sleep and deep sleep. And I wouldn't have known it without all of this stuff here. And I know some people go, oh, I'm not interested in knowing it, but I find it to be helpful.
So
tracking
it,
though, is insane. And I will be the first one to say it because I'm the one who's insane.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
No, I think a lot of people, well, tracking everything you eat in a spreadsheet, I'll give you
OCD
that.
OCD insanity.
Yeah. But I don't think I know a lot of people with the Oura Ring or Whoop. Mm-hmm. I think those are, I don't know, it's a valuable tool.
Yeah.
Are you like really hyper-focused on health?
Like, I am.
You
I used
well,
to.
You
I used
work
to.
Out, you...
I used to where I have a slap tear in my shoulder, labrum tear. So now I don't lift.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see how many calories I burn every day, and it's
right.
healthy. And it's kind of once you know the math, and the math is pretty easy. How many calories do you take in versus how many you give out? You know, it's tough to put on weight unless you're just going, oh, I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But people also don't necessarily know the math, and everybody's TDE is different. I mean, I would imagine the Plowhawks has to be. God almighty, for all you eat and the fact that you don't gain weight. Like mine, I think, is around 1,800 calories.
I'm probably at a 36.
I mean, for real,
probably?
It's got, which is insane.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, look, he weighs about, what do you weigh, 119? Is that what we did?
120, I think, 117 with the white.
So it's just it's just insane. So what his resting metabolism is got to be one of the highest.
Mm-hmm. How does that work? Because I always read that when they talk about high metabolism, slow metabolism, whatever it is, that the variation was really only like somebody with a big metabolism is like 100 calories more than somebody with a slow. That must be wrong.
A lot of it has to do with age. So the metabolic rate is going to decline with age. And then some people are just born with it. And then, of course, if you work out, a certain kind of workout will increase your resting you know, metabolic rate.
But so, do you really
but eat? Plowhawk doesn't. Plowhawk, he takes in more calories than I do in a day, probably, while we do the show.
Yeah.
But do you? Because I feel like people,
oh,
I've seen people
see
like you say, they'll eat like a bite or two of a Big Mac. You're taking the whole
Big Mac. It goes on throughout the show. I mean, he's probably taking in 250 calories right there. Yeah. 240 calories in that root beer.
But I also, you know, luckily for myself, I keep busy. I have three dogs. I probably walk 3 miles a day.
So nothing.
It's nothing. But to me, that feels like that, like, gets me motivated to eat again. So, for me in my head, I feel like that's enough exercise. Which it isn't.
Something missing. Is it just a straight pipe from your mouth down? It just comes right out.
It's probably a tapeworm. Probably like a 6-foot tapeworm.
But your parents are slender too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, my grandma Irma. Love her ass, man. She's like 4'5" and like 80 pounds. My sister's like less than 100 pounds.
Oh, is that right? Your sister's got a slight build?
My uncles are like,
really?
My uncles are like 130, 140.
Is this on both sides of the family or just one side of the family?
Both sides.
Both sides? Really? Wow.
Genetics, man.
Yeah.
Crazy. I was having this conversation with a friend the other day. Like, you know, I'm sure you've known people who, like, all four grandparents lived into their 90s.
Yeah.
You can do whatever the hell you want.
No.
You can't beat that.
It's the truth.
Just don't get hit by a bus.
It's the same thing with sports, you know. It's the same thing with sports. It's the fast twitch muscles, and it's insane to see at a young age already. If Brianna doesn't make it in for TMA, I think we need to see the return of Pepper and Jeannie and have her on for a nice sit-down interview. How do you boys feel about that?
I thought they were going to say I have to take my clothes off.
Are you willing to do that?
You know what? I kind of feel like if somebody wants to see me naked, they're welcome to. I'm not modest. I don't care.
We've never had any nudity on the show yet.
I don't think we have.
Mm-mm.
Really?
I don't think so. Have we had any nudity in the history of the program?
We had Seiko on here.
He's got no pants on now, so yes.
Yeah, my pants are off.
Cut that off.
I don't think so. I know we did back in the day when we used to have porn stars who would come into feature. I remember distinctly in Webster Groves when Rich Gould, I was producing his show.
Oh, so we're not on TMA, though?
No, I don't think so. I don't think, unless Seika showed her boobs, I don't think she did.
I don't believe so.
We had Terry Weigel in studio.
And by the way, Andy, Iggy has slept with Terry Weigel.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
And her husband, Merle, wanted to film
it. What number was she at the 500?
Good question,
He filmed it naked for some reason.
Wait, period.
But we had...
Look at Andy taking in his client's anecdotes.
Rich Gould was commenting on her breasts, and she goes, oh, you want to see him? And she pulled her shirt up, and he goes, those are nice. And there was also a dentist office in our building, and a lady with the three kids walked by when she's got her top up.
Oh, no.
And Greg Marasek went a little ballistic. So we had to stop with the nudity.
No windows in here, Iggy.
Well, we have YouTube, so we can't.
Oh, I can turn that off right now.
Well, Brianna wants to get topless, we'll turn to YouTube.
I just hope she comes on.
I just text her and said, just walk in when you're done over there.
There you go. All right, we'll do a little business, and then hopefully she'll join us. Then we'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Jackson and I have to leave at 10 o'clock, Andy, but if you and Doug and Plowhawk and Iggy and Brianna want to do a program, there you go.
Where do we have to be?
Premier Construction Exteriors. They do roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. It's veteran-owned and operated, a hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work out to smaller companies and just tack on their profit on the end price. They can work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. They're building their brand, small operation that wants the best and honest solution to revitalizing your home. They're located in St. Peters, Missouri, but licensed in both Missouri and Illinois. It's Dan or Jay at 314-224-2543 is who you want to ask for. 314-224-2543 and a $500 discount for TMA listeners when you call. They're on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors, and let them know you're a TMA listener for a $500 discount, 314-224-2543. Doug, tell us about the sponsor of our phone lines, Callion Townsend.
Yeah, they'll take care of the interior of your home.
There you go.
Whatever you might need redone, whether that's a kitchen or a bathroom or anywhere else in your house, really. They do basements and wine rooms and man caves and bars and accent rooms and fireplace walls and offices. I don't know if they do radio studios. We don't really need it here, but if Collier and Thompson were to come in, they do a quality job here, just as they do everywhere else. You know what else they do a lot of, and that's removing walls to open up the first floor of people's homes. That's going on a lot now. People want that open lifestyle on the first floor. Collier and Thompson can come in with their engineers and decide which wall needs to come down, which can come down, and they can redo your house. A lot of times when you have a home remodel, you're only going to do that one time maybe, so why not do it right? And Collier and Thompson are the place that can do it right. They have that commitment to quality. These are high-end people, been around a long time. Carolyn Beard and Bob Strati have been the owners there for a number of years. The business has been around since the 1950s, and they do it right. Collier & Thompson is who you call when you want it done in a first-class way. They have that commitment to quality. Service and quality is their number one priority. That's Collier & Thompson on Manchester and Baldwin, right there next to Uncle Bill's Pancake House. Collier & Thompson, come home to quality, online at colliersandthompson.com.
2060 Digital, a Hubbard company for your fast-paced world of digital marketing, making meaningful connections with your audience, challenging for any business. Well, that's where 2060 Digital comes in, a sister company backed by a 100-year-old media empire. It is Hubbard and 2060 Digital, 12 years of expertise specializing in simplifying the complexities of digital marketing and demystifying the process, transforming from a challenging task to an opportunity for your business. Think your business has room to grow? Let 2060 Digital prove it to you. Visit 1057thepoint.com/2060digital. Take the first steps towards unlocking your business's digital potential with 2060 Digital. There you go. 9:34. We're on the clock, Doug. I mean, okay. We're on the clock.
All right.
Jackson, I've gotten a suggestion. I think it's from your opponent, Mr. Siders, to do the design, air, heating, and cooling email today. Now, what do you think about that?
That works.
Do you have enough time to get into the filtered file? Andy, you're going to get to hear the email of the day.
Give Exciting. Me one yeah. moment.
Okay.
And
Jackson filters through them to make sure they're appropriate vile. Or Many not vile them. Or incredibly malicious.
He doesn't do a real good job of it.
You don't think so? Well, no. Brian Hoffman.
He's got no filter, that yeah, guy. Andy, right. Do you email in a lot and rip us?
I don't.
Would you like to?
Not once. I could.
I got a feeling she's just going to stay over there until the end of their show.
No, are they on until 10?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Iggy. This is a bad beat. So she drove in from Sullivan?
I can't go over there and tell her, hey, come over with us.
No, says who?
They're the ones that asked her on. So I think it could be one of them, because they only have two in there now. So I got a feeling they may just keep her as like a co-host for the rest of the show.
Hoosier Daddy says, the people want Pepper and Jeannie. Give us what we deserve.
Why don't you do an interview with her after 10 o'clock, and we'll run part of it tomorrow.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
That would require some work. Just a little bit.
Me and Plowsy aren't jumping up.
Could we put some sort of foul smell into their studio to encourage her to leave?
No, it's their. I wouldn't go over there and say, hey, can we get her on? It's their show, so.
Yeah.
And they asked her on. We didn't. We're just grabbing her like we have with.
Well, I saw this guy on TikTok, and what he did, he had this, like, plastic thing that went under a door and he broke wind into it and then got a leaf blower.
Oh. Is that right?
Does that work?
I don't know. We can try it and see if she's in here.
Nothing funnier than farts, though.
Okay. I think the idea of doing something at 10:05 would work just really, really nice.
You could cuss on that, too.
There you go.
No, you don't have to cuss. We want to play it.
Graphic with their OnlyFans stuff.
We want to play it on this show, so don't cuss.
You can just bleep stuff out.
Well, just see if you can go without cussing for a few
minutes.
Andy, okay. I mean, this is your client here. What would you recommend?
You know, I don't have a problem with cursing. I listen to a lot of rap music, and so I heard your disdain for cursing in music.
It's dumbing down America.
Oh, I think we got bigger problems than that, but that's been
that's
going on
problem.
For 50 years easily.
We haven't had curse words on our music for 50
sure
years.
We have.
Who?
Well, hip hop just celebrated its 50th anniversary.
Yeah, that's surprising to me, but it
still doesn't make it a good thing that people are.
No,
cursing.
I'm just giving a marker of time.
I'm saying if we can't play the lyrics on this show, it ought to tell you there's something wrong with it.
I think there is something wrong with how we view language, certainly. I mean, what they're just words. I mean, with few exceptions. What's the difference? I mean, we talk about the concepts and say things here that are much worse than just the S word. You know what I mean? We pick and choose our...
I guess, but is there no standards at all anymore with our language?
No.
Is it bad just to have class? Just because some people are offended, deeply offended by it.
But again, it's one individual word that has very little meaning. You know, you can say poop, and how is that any different than the S word? Yet, you can talk about some concepts using quote-unquote acceptable language that is far less, you know, socially acceptable. It's just there are, what, how many words can you not say? A handful?
It's a famous George Carlin, yeah. Seven Dirty Words.
Is that really it? There's just seven you can't say?
I mean, it's never really been specific.
Right.
And then you have some, like, we may have talked about this before. Maybe it was when Ed was in. I'm not sure. But you can say ass, but then if you attach hole to it, then it becomes profane, which is amazing.
Right.
You can say damn, but you can't attach God to it.
Right.
You can say the word dick if you're saying it, I suppose, in like a...
About Mr. Cheney.
For example, mm-hmm. former vice president, yeah. Sure. But, I mean, at this point, like I was watching The Daily Show last night, and Jon Stewart, you know, used the S word in his opening monologue. So I think it's just kind of depending on hours and certain shows. It's the F word is still the crown jewel. C word, certainly very powerful. You know, those. But I feel like it's still loosening relative to what it was 25 years ago, I suppose.
Oh, for sure. But that's what's silly about it. Like, because you're just saying these things, and if you have two words in between them, okay, no problem. But you can describe using acceptable language really almost anything. Any profane act or... It's just silly.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. But it's just one of those things. I've been doing this somehow for as long as we've been doing it. And then if I do my podcast, I'll immediately start talking how I really talk. And it's not that I use profanity all the time. I don't filter myself.
Right.
But then when the mics come on here or on 101, I somehow don't use it. And I have no idea how. You know?
I think your brain's...
I guess so. It's got to be a subconscious thing. Yeah. It's a subconscious thing.
I curse a fair amount in my free time. Yeah.
What about in court? Is that frowned upon?
I don't think it's well appreciated in court.
Well, why not? It's just a word.
I agree with you, but I don't make the rules.
Yeah, same thing with me with the FCC. I mean, I think it's dumb, but whatever, and I think it'll be gone soon.
I just think we need to maintain some standards in the way we speak to each other, and we shouldn't glorify vulgar gutter language. And we do that with a lot of rap music. I think we could be better than that. I agree, no one's injured because you say a word, but I think we could be better than that. We could have a little more class than that in the way we talk to each other.
Isn't that just sort of putting perfume on a pig, though?
You want to dress nicely. You don't have to do that. You could come here in ripped underwear. Who's it going to hurt?
You haven't seen my underwear.
Well, some of it's ripped.
Oh, God, it is.
I got breaking news in the YouTube chat. Brianna is sticking around to play a game after a Zeppelin song, FFS. So it's not going to happen, according to Walrus King. Well, any chance of Pepper and Jeannie interviewing her?
Just Iggy? A little 10, 15 minutes. Find out how she's doing. What's next?
I mean, I don't care. Except the Plaza. He's the one that's got to run the board.
I don't really want to.
Okay. It's out.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't either, but I'll do it.
Then we didn't want the interview that bad, really.
I just don't know how it would play on Balloon Party. Otherwise, I'd do it on 101. I think they're probably pretty upset, Doug, about the 11-7 lineup last night and Jordan Walker and Dylan Carlson and Victor Scott.
This would be the funniest thing we could ever do.
Oh, it'd be the greatest.
Oh, Jackson.
If I wanted to officially kamikaze that thing.
If we opened up after the Blues season crumbled.
I want to make sure we're taping it and not on the air because I really don't want to get fired for cussing.
Well, if you're doing Pepper and Jeannie, you won't be on the air.
Who's forcing you to cuss? For P&G. That's
make sure
not.
All the knobs are turned to the right.
No.
Make sure the
you have such little discipline, you can't keep from cursing?
Well, Iggy, I promise, I take it off a bypass immediately when I'm off the show.
I'm talking to a girl who has sex on OnlyFans, so if I can get a little more graphic, I will.
But that's on you and a lack of self-discipline.
I actually like the honesty.
Call me what you want. I don't care.
I'm not calling you anything. I'm saying that's all it requires to not curse. It's just a touch of self-discipline.
All right, Karen.
What about the
guy who's got called Karen? He's got called Karen.
Wow.
Burn.
You can't just record it on an iPhone mic. That's pretty good quality,
you know? Here, like we did with Pepper and Jeannie, that show that just blew up for like 9 months and we went away.
Would she hang around for QFTA, maybe, if P&G, and then he uses profanity, so I just added it on the fly. So you see it right here. See, I'm not sure if I can use that word, five-letter word for cat or kitten. Ooh. So I just err on the side of caution.
You can't.
P&G don't do it, for lack of a
better term. There's a band out of Russia. You can use the word in that.
I don't know. I just err on the side of caution.
Yeah, you're talking about a band out of Russia, and their first name of the band is P.
So I don't know if she would still be here at 11 o'clock. If so, I would love to interview her. Big time would love to interview her. I'm really curious about what the hell's going on with her. You know, I'm not like, hey, tell me about, you know, what it was like to hook up with Lena. You know, I'm like we were talking about off air, like what's going on with your situation?
Yeah.
You know, I'm really curious. I'm legitimately curious.
And we talked the other day. She just wants to work. She hates just doing nothing. I mean, she's got her OnlyFans, but she wants to do more.
But then it's like she's promoting the OnlyFans, but saying she doesn't want to be known as an adult star and wants to do other things. I just don't, I'm trying to understand them.
Yeah. Well, I told her, I said, don't even think that way because it's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
Well, because you now are going to be known for that forever.
Right.
That's not going to go away.
So I don't know. I just want to have a conversation.
Has she not fully accepted? Do you think that this is an acceptable profession for her? Do you think she still has some hesitation?
So it's weird to say because then I'd be the person who listens to the show and may be able to call it. She made a ridiculous amount of money whenever this came. I mean, you know, 7+ figures.
Right.
But it's not my place to go into the details of it. But either way, and then she met with some people in L.A. about becoming even more prominent by signing with a certain company that, you know, has like the top starlets in that industry. And then she says she decided not to do it. But then she did go on with a podcast that a lot of people are familiar with, even if you're not familiar with pornography. And that's that Adam 22. No jumper. And so I'm like, okay, once you did that, well, clearly you're all in now, which is, hey, God bless. But then I think she has had second thoughts, and now they're not going to do that. So she just wants to keep doing the OnlyFans thing, all while having some other stuff to do, just because she's, you know. So I don't know. That's why if she wants to talk about it, maybe she don't want to talk about it. Hell, I don't know. But that's why I love doing interviews. I'm just super curious about this.
That's exactly
kind of
right. She's lived a very interesting life.
The last 5 months. And I think when she was on with us like 2 weeks ago, was it like 2 weeks ago, I think? She was like in the midst. She had just been put on leave and then eventually, I think, terminated from her latest job. And she was really down about it. We caught her at a time when she was, like, really down. So
it'd be an interesting movie of her.
Yeah, man, you're right, 100%.
For sure. Well, I guess it's a hard transition to make when your whole identity is being a teacher or being this job. And while you're doing this on the side, you're just thinking of this as a side gig. You're making a little extra money. And now your world is turned upside down, and now all of that, your 9-to-5 is gone, and now your side gig becomes not just your main source of income, but kind of your whole personality publicly in some ways. That's got to be an interesting transition.
And the other thing that's a variable, and obviously she don't want to talk about it, I get it, but I know that she has at least one child. So you get, I mean, that's a whole, that brings in a significant element to the whole thing. All right, I guess we're going to do the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, and maybe she'll be able to come in. If she wants to stick around for doing a QFTA at 11 o'clock when I'm done with Balloon Party, then I certainly would love to do that. We'll see how it all plays out. Either way, here we go. Andy, you want to get to hear the Design Air Heating? Jackson, is this it? 3 in the filtered file?
That's right.
Wow.
These are the 3 emails that were sent in today.
How about that? Nobody five by today
be,
was a...
Nobody can be pop-up. They know that.
And Young, the Boilermakers won Sunday, Doug. I was there for when they beat Utah State in the round of 32. Now it's on to Detroit in a Sweet 16 game against Barkview and Gonzaga. They'll have to hit their free throws, but with Matty Mascatrolli Painter and Zachary Eady, the maple log inside, the Boilermakers will be hard to beat. Hand motions intensify. Thanks, you're great, Mr. Tim. That's from number one Asian intern, Brian Henschen. It's times like these I wish I had an Italian last name instead of a German one.
Brian Henschen.
Another one just went into the filtered file. Let's put the wingspan talk to rest because Tim plays big every damn day. Moving my ball out of a divot is not improving my lie, which is, in fact, the textbook definition of improving your lie. And I might have flunked out of community college university. Is that what they call it? Community college university?
Yeah, that's what we call it at Merrimack.
But I don't see I've been an El Chapo for 60 years and never paid for golf. I'm going to read it again. See if you get something.
We're the idiots.
Kevin Miller, I'm sure.
But I don't see I've been an El Chapo for 60 years and never paid for golf. Working as a legal precedence, period. But
it's not well written.
But this email is about the first time I witnessed anal penetration.
Oh.
Andy, this gets back to what you were talking about.
Yeah, no problem.
How many firsts do you have? This is the third one this week, or third one in the last 4 days about the first time I saw anal.
My buddy Pedro's dad had been having a rough time. His wife had been sleeping with three of the neighbors, and he was more than a little bit upset. Like a moth to a flame, my buddy Butchie was eager to strike. He's vulnerable. Now's the time. Mr. Martinez had had one too many cervezas and had passed out. All of a sudden, Butchie pulled down the man's pants and yelled, "Here comes Frosty."
Oh.
With that, he grabbed a frozen bottle of Aquafina and started to give him a vicious plunger action.
No.
And many a curse words were exchanged. That's from Seymour, and then the middle name is Dixon, and Doug, the last name is Line.
But he didn't curse,
Seymour,
Doug.
See? Dixon Line.
But
I think
he didn't
always
curse.
I wish he hadn't.
Do you like when my tongue swirls around the part of your head?
Okay, that's enough.
What's up?
No, this may be the best one.
Hold on. You don't know where it was swirling around yet. You interrupted.
Right. Where was it swirling to?
Could have been a lollipop.
In van, 2-1. Do you like when my tongue swirls around the part of your inner thigh that gets chafed after waddling around Six Flags for a few hours?
Oh, that's plenty.
Oh.
Do you plan on excreting your turkey legs in the Highland Fling bathroom?
Oh.
I could tell he was struggling as I entered the latrine. He had both of his arms pressed against the wall for leverage.
Oh.
And he was nearly giving himself an aneurysm trying to force out the dry brined gabagool.
Okay, that's enough.
No, it's not. I want to hear the end.
Who was it, Tim?
Doug Chandler Hill, investigative journalist.
Oh. Doug Chandler Hill has been suspended for his language. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. And his name, as we speak, is going into the Illinois Recovery Center suspension module. He may need recovery, indeed, and he can get it at the IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. Two days' time.
Would it be cute if I kissed him between the hips in that erogenous brown valley that lay between his wrinkled satchel and his starfish-shaped waistcoat?
We didn't talk about any of this stuff today.
It makes me think. It makes me secrete lust directly into my depends.
Oh!
That's from Doty's grip pressure. Andy, you're getting a taste of the Design Air heating and cooling email today.
This is great.
It isn't great.
Oh, these people are beautifully creative writers. and they don't curse. Yeah. I would think you'd love this stuff.
It's awful.
And this is the last one, although it seems like more are coming in as we go, Jackson. I don't know what's going on back there. Is that correct, or?
Yeah.
he
says a hesitation.
Well, Buck Swope doesn't usually come in at about 9:55.
That's true, yeah. Why should I get a free round of golf, you ask? Well, for starters, I haven't paid for golf since the beginning of Bill Clinton's first term. I played for free at Sawgrass, birdied 17, no big deal. Plus all this free pub I've given one of the nicest golf courses in the area that is constantly booked full and doesn't need me pimping it out on my cooking show for three people on Facebook. Plus the guy that wrote an IA program to send me a screenshot automatically anytime my name is mentioned on the fan page. F the guy doing all the legwork to make this tournament happen. F the guy who has made sure this show has stayed afloat for 20 years, ensuring I have a roof over my head and a pot roast to eat and put on Instagram in a progression-style set of posts. F my 25-year-old boss who does the job of three men every day and makes sure my time card is accurate. Me, me, me. I shouldn't have to pay. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to see if I can parlay some other bare minimum tasks like not pissing on the toilet seat or floor, washing my hands after I touch my uncut gem, and leaving a cloud of Salem smoke out by the fountain instead of dragging it into the studio with showing up on time after breaks to make a couple extra bucks. Save me a spot in the Fan Page Club Championship. Heading to Grassy's after the show, I'll take a meatball sub on the house, a free gin, and a comp round of golf, please. Oh, and by the way, where's your bathroom? I've got a half a dozen empty Gatorade bottles from the 90s I need to fill up with tap water. Hold on, I'm going to crinkle some plastic into this mic as loud as humanly possible, like the 70-year-old toddler demanding daddy's attention that I am. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a meeting with my obviously pro bono attorney to see if I can find a way to get paid for wiping my ass.
Oh.
Will they ever give me pop? Well, of course not. They don't want to have that talk because it's a sore spot. Doug, that's blueberry pop.
Oh.
blueberry pop-pop with a mouthful.
Telling you.
This kind of went rogue. He didn't, never used to go off on me. Now his last three have been on me.
Mm.
Might also be libel. We're looking into
that. You think there might be some defamatory statements? Iggy, you might be.
I didn't like that, Iggy.
There might be a settlement coming with blueberry pop-pop.
I'm jealous that I get all this stuff for free.
And there you go. Blueberry pop-pop is jealous. And finally, hi, the Morning After team. I hope you're doing great. I emailed you a few days ago regarding my interest in writing an article for your site and would love the opportunity of working with you. I just want to make sure you didn't miss my email. Smiley emoji. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you. That's from James, freelance writer.
Nice little email, James. James, freelance writer.
Maybe just spam, actually.
Okay. Whatever's in the filtered file, file, I read it.
I love this guy.
James, and that's what we have for the Design Air heating and cooling email of the day. Doug, so many to choose from.
Blueberry,
wonderful.
Blueberry Pop-Pop brought it pretty strong, but he was anti-Iggy, and Iggy's got his lawyer here, so I'm afraid to vote for him. I'm going to go for James, the freelance writer.
This is the only show where a robot could win email of the day.
You see that, Iggy? That's respect.
Yeah, I'm going with Dotem.
Oh, he got suspended.
I'm going with Doug Chandler Hill. Is that who you're talking
about?
Who, Doug Chandler Hill has won the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Unbelievable what just happened right there.
I don't care for
Unbelievable.
It was a real barn burner.
It was. It was a nice contest. All right, so here we go. Jackson and I got to go down the hallway and do a balloon party. What are you going to do, Iggy, with Brianna?
When she comes out of there, I asked her, I said, can you stick around until 11? Tim would like to have you on QMTA.
No, I would love to.
And if not, then we'll do this for a few minutes if you had time, but I'd rather she do it with you.
Okay. And no response as of yet because she's still on with...
Oh, yeah, she'll be on there till 10.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I see her. I'll say so you we'll can stick around till... I don't know what she has to do with kids, school or what, but we'll find out.
Did you tell her you'd cover her mic?
She can cover her if she wants. There's plenty of them here.
She can raw dog it if she wants.
Oh.
And there's three more packs in there. There's
three more, Andy.
I'll pass them around to the other stations.
Andy, thanks for sticking around for a couple hours.
Thanks for having me.
Well, sorry we weren't able to deliver Brianna, but she's here. She's in the building, just in a different studio.
Yeah. Ed's going to be mad. Close He's going to want his time next week Close to make enough. Up for today. You got 2 hours.
Yeah, I know, Ed. I mean, Ed can't beat this.
He's got a spreadsheet.
Yeah, he's got a spreadsheet. I bet he does. Time for us to shut it down. Jackson and I are heading down the hallway for Bloom Party. I want to win ESPN for the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for Andy Krupen in today, for my brother Kevin, and for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been TMA, presented to you by Brown and Krupen.